Last week, excerpts from the Ruddock Review into Religious Freedoms were released, a report which has been held by the government for over 5 months. Since then, the merits of aspects we've seen have been debated, particularly around the rights of LGBTIQ Australians in schools. We're joined now by a professor from the School of Sociology at Australian National University, Mary Lou Rasmussen. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity.
Now, from what we've seen, how relevant is this report to modern Australia?
I think that it's a very important time to be thinking about how we send a message to young people, but also to the whole community about how we think about gender and sexual diversity. And I think that the report has really tried to raise, I think it's, really shone a light on this issue. And I think that what I'm seeing is quite a substantial change among politicians, but also the community on how they think about exemption. So it's great to see this national conversation taking place, and also to see this, I think, quite monumental shift happening in quite a short space of time.
So from what we've seen from the Ruddock report, does it support the current laws within schools?
That is my understanding, but though it wants to have clarity around the way that they work, and so what they're trying to do is make explicit what already exists, and so they're trying to say that there has to be a policy in writing to all employees, prospective employees, students and parents about how they're going to deal with gender and sexual diversity. And because at the moment that is not explicit, but so schools can say that they're going to ask families and students and teachers to abide by the ethos, and that might have nothing to do with sexual and gender diversity, or it may. So it's, at the moment, that's rather obscure.
Now, during the marriage equality debate, much was made about the people who would be maybe employed by the weddings of same-sex couples, say, around the right of a baker to refuse to bake a cake for a wedding. Why do you think schools are a significant place for this debate to be playing out now?
Well, I think that there is a sense that schools have different sorts of schools, and there's not I think one way of thinking about public versus private schools in this debate, because different sorts of private, independent, and I think also different Catholic schools have quite distinct positions. There's not it's not just a public versus private thing, to be clear. But I also think that there is a sense of how do we respect the rights of schools to teach young people what they believe, but also to have a sense of not discriminating explicitly against people based on gender and sexual diversity. And that is that tension between religious freedom and sexual freedom is what's being worked out as part of this national conversation.
So if it's about respecting the rights, why is it that so many of these religious schools, and they are from different denominations, why is it so important for them to be able to discriminate against people based on their sexuality or gender identity?
I think that it's very hard to know how many schools are supportive of explicit discrimination, but I think it's But what I think is important is that sense that a lot of teachers we know who are LGBT identified find it difficult to determine sometimes in a school whether or not being out will result in discrimination, whether that's named or not. And I think that schools are saying that they need to reserve the right to preserve the ethos of that school, and I think that they have a sense that if teachers are explicitly, or if teachers are students are out about their sexual and gender identity, that that might go against the religious teaching of that school. But I think that what the public is saying is that really we are no longer going to tolerate discrimination that's explicitly based on gender and sexual diversity. And it's interesting because we've had these religious exemptions in place around Australia for such a long time, and they have really gone unremarked. But I think post-marriage equality and post the Royal Commission looking at institutional child abuse, people are really no longer willing to tolerate these sorts of exceptions, especially in school contexts.
We're speaking with Professor Mary Lou Rasmussen from Australian National University. Now, you mentioned that we've seen more or less significant steps forward for some of our politicians. So how have you seen politicians sort of handling the leaked aspects of this report?
Well, I think it's it was a quite exquisite timing, the leaking, I think, in the lead-up to the Wentworth by-election, especially in a an electorate which has got such a high population of people from the LGBT community. And so last week, I think we could effectively say that we saw both leaders saying there's nothing to see here, but very quickly, when there was a public backlash, there was a sense that the Prime Minister felt like he had to certainly move quickly to say that he wouldn't support discrimination against gay students. And now we've got ALP saying that they are thinking about what it means for teachers as well. But the clarity around teachers, I think, is where the debate's moved. We've got now, a week later, have got bipartisan support for students. But I think that it's kind of a preposterous position that we're in now, where lesbian and gay teachers are being carved out as a distinct group. And I think that really troubles me, because I think that there's a sense that if you've got young people who can be out about who they are, but teachers at the school not being able to do that, that it really sets up, I think, quite a troubling dynamic. And also, I think, sends a really conflicting message to young people about what's okay and what's not within a community. I think it's it could compound stigmatisation of LGBT communities, and that, I think, is really not okay.
Now, Mary Lou, do you think we are likely to see any changes to religious freedoms, considering this public debate and the still unreleased Ruddock review?
It's really hard to forecast how that's going to go, because we just don't have the information about, like, what other recommendations there might be in the report. And there's no doubt that the report has it had over 16,000 submissions. It certainly exercised a lot of people in the community to want to have a say on these issues. But I think that we can see in this debate about exemptions in schools, like, what a hot button issue it is for both sides. I think that they're both also very concerned about we know that the Catholic lobby can be incredibly powerful. We saw that in the Longman by-election, where there was issues about funding of Catholic schools and the power of that lobby to, I think, mobilise people on their behalf. And we've got lots of elections coming up around Australia. So I think that my prediction would be that that both sides would be trying to make sure that this debate didn't go any further in the lead up to elections in Victoria and federally.
And through this debate, we did see some rights come out about schools that I think many Australians weren't aware of the rights of some private institutions to expel students for their gender identity or their sexuality. Are there schools that you're aware of that are maybe making strides towards more acceptance of their queer students and staff?
There definitely are schools like that, and there's schools like that across all public and private schools that are incredibly supportive of students, and who have literature at the school that publicly demonstrates that when you arrive at the school. They also have support groups at school that mean that students can find one another and have an informal support network. And, you know, and some schools are also providing professional development for teachers in this area, so they are better equipped to support LGBT young people who are within the school. So we definitely see that happening, and I think that that's a really positive thing, and I'd like to see a more coordinated approach across Australia to think about how we can better support young people within the context of education. But I think that that has been made a very difficult conversation to have post the Safe Schools debate.
Well, Mary Lou, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning and having this conversation with us.
Thank you for having me.
Professor Mary Lou Rasmussen from the School of Sociology at ANU, speaking with us about the Ruddock Review and the debate it has sparked around the rights of LGBTIQ Australians.